Welcome to the Fuller Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Tuesday, the 14th of April, and I'm recording at 9:56 p.m., and that's British summer time here in London. Okay, so let's have a look at what the stock markets did here today first, starting with the Asia-Pacific region. Japan had a tiny gain on the day. China was mixed. We had a modest rally of a third of a percentage point in the Shanghai Composite, taking it to yet another new high. But the two hang Sing indices, that's the HSI, that was down 1.62%, and then the H share index was down 2.25%. They had tested their highs early on in the day and then closed a little weaker, obviously. It looks to me like a consolidation at worst. Now, elsewhere, Taiwan, that was down a quarter of a percentage point. South Korea, a little better, up two-thirds of a percentage point. Australia, down a quarter of a percentage point. India was closed in here today. And looks like Singapore, not bad, up 1.05% on the day. Yeah, the others, very, very small percentage changes here. New Zealand up almost 0.5%. Okay, European markets now a little bit unnerved by the latest Grexit concern here. Will Greece be able to meet its payments? Well, this is an ongoing agony, as you know. And it does have the potential to create a little bit of softness in these indices, especially when they're somewhat overbought, as is the case here in the short term. So we had Germany down 0.9%. The Euro Stoxx 50 index of the region did worse. That was down 1.16%. Spain, and that's down 1.33%, and Italy down a little over 1%. The UK, which of course is not in the single currency, was a little bit firmer, but a very, very modest gain, only 10 points on the index, taking 11 points on the index, taking it up to 7,075. Now, Wall Street, very quiet and mixed. The Dow gained a third of a percentage point. The S&P 500 gained half of that. And the NASDAQ Composite was down a fifth of a percentage point in here today. Slightly higher in, it looks like Canada, and just a minimal fraction higher in Canada and Mexico. Brazil down just under half a percentage point overall. Okay, now looking at the U.S. Treasury 10-year, that dipped a little bit here. Last trading just around the 1.90% level. That's off the day's lows, which are down at 1.87. The U.S. dollar, this is interesting because this has fallen back, I was about to say sharply. Well, it's down three-quarters of a point here. Remember, it got up to 99.99. It's currently at 98.76. So backing away from that from the higher side of that range overall. I'll repeat the important point in here, which is if the dollar ranges sideways to lower, that would be good for markets. It would be a good influence on markets generally. I think particularly the US stock market overall. Because the problems, just to repeat very quickly, you get that dollar moving up higher, and some people are making wildly optimistic forecasts, so it suggests to me that they're leveraged long. But what it would do is that would be the equivalent of several interest rate hikes for from the Fed in the terms of the costs for some of these companies in terms of their international dealings. There are also some benefits, such as any takeovers that they were actually considering, but for the most part, it makes their goods more expensive, and that's a bit of a problem. Now, looking at this among some of the individual currencies, the Chinese renminbi was slightly firmer against the dollar, as you'd expect, seeing the greenback weaken in here today. Rupee, Indian rupee, not affected, as that's closed, but the Asian currencies generally just slightly steadier. Excuse me. And the yen firmed a little bit against the dollar, 119.39. Looking elsewhere, the euro is up to 1.0655. So that's firmed a little bit. And sterling, I'm sure, has also firmed. It's up to 1.4782. And the Australian dollar, a little firmer, 0.7626. Okay. In the commodity markets here overall, despite the dollar coming down, we see softening in the precious metals. Now, if the dollar gets a similar move to the downside tomorrow, that would, I think, support the precious metals. But today they're lower, and let's start with palladium, 762.5. That's down nearly $9. Silver is a little lower at down 15 cents lower at $16.14. Platinum a little lower. It's at just lost my space there. Let's see, 1153.7, just slightly lower. Gold down $6 to 1192 and change. They're basically ranging and are not terribly interesting to me at this stage, at least in terms of trading opportunities. But they do require a weaker dollar to stage another worthwhile rally in here, I think. Okay, crude oil, that was interesting in here today, firmer. The WTI is up $1.70 at 53.62, trading after hours still. And the Brent crude is up a dollar at just a fraction below $59. Now, that means that they're rounding around within the current range, and looks like they're going to test the upper side of their ranges and possibly recover a little further. Again, a softer dollar would help them to actually do that. And I think there's a growing consensus overall that despite some of the more panicky forecasts, that the probability is that we're in an overall bottoming out process here for the dollar, which I beg your pardon, for crude oil, bottoming out process for crude oil, which may continue here for a while longer before moving somewhat somewhat higher. Other commodities, industrial metals, I think are mostly lower, and copper, New York copper showing down $1.45 as I speak. That brings it down to 270.5 cents. And grains and beans, they were a little firmer. Let's see if that's still the case. Yes, soybeans and corn are a little higher. Wheat, 5 cents lower. Cocoa steady once again. Sugar also a little firmer. Coffee a little firmer as well. So more of these agricultural commodities up than down in here today. And that's pretty much it on a quiet day. So all the very best to all of you.